Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. RC Thunderfest gets underway tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock at Crosscup Park in Richland Center. Groups performing from around the area and even as far as Chicago include Joe and Jackie Cody with Dominic Orico at noon, Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball at 1:30, Two County Lines at 3 o'clock, the Jammers at 4:30, Cowboy Company at 6:20, and Midnight Band at 8:10. Other family fun events will also be held at Thunderfest. Mick Cosgrove is an organizer of the event.
We've got everything from jumping bouncy houses coming there all day. They'll start at 11 and go through the day. We have a clown coming at 1 to 3 that just walks around and entertains the kids, makes balloon animals and so forth for them. The pony rides, Meredith Ellsworth from Monroe is back with her ponies from 1 to 6. The baseball team, again, will be there helping out. They'll be doing the soda sales and 50-50 raffles. They got a dunk tank, so you can get the chance to maybe dunk one of those coaches or guys that you'd like to see go for a swim. Then Ryan Martin, he's probably the most requested thing we hear back from Thunderfest. They're just amazed at his close-up magic. He hails from the Reedsburg area, but he'll be a little later this year, so he'll be there from 6 to 9 instead of in the early afternoon. But he baffles you with some of the things he can do. It's pretty good.
There will also be pedal poles, a volleyball tournament, a pickleball tournament, a cube demonstration, food stands, and much more. Fireworks will be shot off at dark. Admission is free. Enjoy great entertainment and fun at RC Thunderfest tomorrow at Crosscup Park in Richland Center. You can find more information on the RC Thunderfest Facebook page. The Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair will be held tomorrow from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 4 on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The annual event has been held for many years. Diane Barenbrook had this to say.
The fair started back in 1969 when a group of women playing cards were talking about how can we promote Spring Green, and so they started this art fair, and it brings thousands of people to our community. I believe everyone from the motels to the gas station to the local restaurants and shops benefit from having that many visitors to our community, whether they go into those establishments on the weekend that they're here or see them and then choose to come back another time.
Over 200 artists will be exhibiting their work this weekend.
We have artists that come from throughout the United States, from Florida, from Colorado, many here in the Midwest. We love when we have local artists that we can support and they can show their artwork in the fair locally. That's always fun to have some local folks in. But yeah, the artists come from all throughout the United States.
Artwork that will be on display includes pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. There will also be live music and local food vendors at the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair tomorrow from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 until 4 in downtown Spring Green. More information can be found on springgreenartfair.com and on the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair Facebook page. Throughout Wisconsin, cities, counties, villages, and towns speak often of the term net new construction. This term is written into Wisconsin law. It has tremendous impact on municipal budgets and is often seen as having a negative impact on rural communities. Understanding net new construction is essential for grasping the fiscal mechanics of Wisconsin's counties and municipalities. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue's Equalization Bureau performs this calculation annually to track changes in equalized property value. Specifically, net new construction reflects the value of new building construction and land improvements added during the year, reduced by any value lost due to the demolition or destruction of buildings and the removal of land improvements. This data is significant because the Department of Revenue utilizes net new construction as a key component in determining county and municipal levy limits, which set the maximum amount of property tax that local governments can levy on parcels within their jurisdiction. It is important to note that this calculation encompasses all taxable property in a municipality or county, including properties located within tax incremental financing or TIF districts. beyond levy limits, net new construction plays a pivotal role in the Expenditure Restraint Incentive Program. Under this program, the Department of Revenue uses these figures to determine the allowable budget percentage change increase for participating municipalities. The formula for calculating this allowable budget increase is 60% of the net new construction plus the consumer price index, provided that the total does not exceed the consumer price index plus 2%. All of this means, under current law in Wisconsin, it is imperative for communities to pursue new construction. In an era of high inflation, the problem becomes magnified. Bills simply outpace growth in the tax base, leading to service cuts, borrowed money, or referendums asking the local citizens for consent to raise property taxes. For those monitoring these figures, the Department of Revenue typically publishes the official net new construction report on its website by August 15th of each year. While the published report displays percentages rounded to two decimal places, it's important to be aware that the actual percentages applied to the levy limit worksheet and for extended restraint incentive program calculations are carried out to three decimal places. Detailed municipality-specific information can be found in the annual reports provided by the Department of Revenue. Smaller places that typically get less new construction struggle with net new construction as it is currently calculated. Many elected officials throughout Wisconsin have asked for a review of this law at the state level. Victory in the Valley will be held tomorrow and Sunday at Call Park in Bear Valley. The two-day revival event will feature worship, encouragement, community, and a message of hope. Food and fellowship begin tomorrow night from 4 until 6 and Sunday morning from 8 until 10. The Victory event, featuring Pastor Jason McDonough, will be tomorrow night from 6 until 7:30 and Sunday morning from 10 to 11:30. You can find more information on the Victory in the Valley Facebook page. The River Valley School District Policy Committee has scheduled a meeting for Monday, July 6th at 5 p.m. to address a series of policy updates and governance matters. The session will be held at the Intermediate School Library in the Village of Spring Green. The agenda begins with administrative tasks, including the election of a chairperson and the approval of minutes from the June 1st meeting. The committee will then proceed to a second reading of several policies covering topics such as library media centers, the reporting of child abuse and neglect, personnel involvement in legal matters, and access to public records. Additionally, members will review food service policies updated following a recent audit, which include regulations on free and reduced price meals, automated programs, and collection procedures for non-payment. A significant focus of the meeting will be policy revisions mandated by the 2025 Wisconsin Act 89. These changes address communication standards between staff and students, defining appropriate content and consequences for behavior outside of school hours. The affected policies include codes of conduct for employees and elected officials, staff-student relationships, and guidelines for school volunteers, athletic coaches, and activity advisors. The committee will also conduct the first reading of policies regarding student mental health services, concluding the meeting with a discussion on the district's strategic plan and its alignment with the committee's work. The 14th Annual Driftless Music Festival returns to Eckhart Park in Viroqua July 11th. Celebrating its 14th year, this beloved summer tradition continues as a free, volunteer-run event that brings the community together for a full day of diverse musical performances and local culture. Running from noon to 9:30 p.m., the festival features an eclectic lineup of artists. Attendees can look forward to performances by the Tom Gullion Quartet, Dandelion Delivery Service, Panchromatic Steel, The Real Chuck Norad, and the renowned Midwest jam band, The Big Woo. These acts represent a wide range of genres, ensuring there is something for every music lover to enjoy. Beyond the stage, the festival fosters a strong sense of community with a variety of local food vendors and regional drinks. Raffle prizes will be available throughout the day, with proceeds directly supporting continued free live music programming. It remains an accessible, all-ages celebration in the heart of the Driftless region. For WRCO 100.9 in Richland Center, I'm Todd Coppernall. Vital statistics right after this.